Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for October 17th, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 15. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher to the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith, love, and holiness, with self-control. Psalm 87, 1 through 7, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. Of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers his people, this one was born there, Selah. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. Proverbs 25, 18 and 19. A man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. And that's the reading for October 17th. Father, as we pause to just remember you in our thoughts and in our prayers, Lord. We are so mindful that our errors and our mistakes and our shortcomings, you know all about them, Lord. You know that we are a people who are constantly in need of you. There's no need for us to try to put on any show, a sham, because you know our hearts. You know that even before we speak a word, you know what that word is. Even when we fumble and stumble and make those mistakes. But, oh God, we want to be your people. We want to be living according to your will. I pray that you'd be with all of us this day. Let the power of Jesus be felt in all that we do and say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.